Voices of Wisdom Bible Church, the church of a distinct Christian generation.
We're still on the subject, God's management principles. You will take note that we set out 19 weeks ago to study the subject, and so this is the 19th session on the topic God's management principles and its application to men, money, material resources in general, potential, both spiritual and physical, and time. Of course, 3 weeks ago, we added knowledge. And under that discussion, we have considered knowledge economy. We have also learned how to apply knowledge auditing procedure for the use of updating ourselves in knowledge, improving on our resourcefulness, and more importantly, to use it to insulate our heart and spiritual life from embracing heresy. That was exactly the focus for last week. And of course, drawing from the insights already gained from our study of knowledge economy and knowledge auditing, in my own very candid opinion, if you actually wish to benefit optimally from knowledge, you must transcend engaging your mind as a mere library of information. What should you do then? You should begin to engage your mind like a bank of knowledge. I come again. Drawing from the insights that we have gained from our study of knowledge economy and knowledge auditing procedure, which we looked at last week, I am submitting in my very candid opinion that if you wish to benefit optimally from knowledge, you must go beyond, you must transcend engaging your mind as a mere library of information. It's not difficult for anybody to accept that our mind is a library of information. Are we together? But we must go beyond that and begin to engage our mind as a bank of knowledge. And so, today, we are looking at knowledge banking concept of knowledge economy. Knowledge banking concept of knowledge economy. What I'm saying in essence, or what we are focused to achieve, is that we must go beyond the use of our mind to archive or just store knowledge to the level of using it to bank knowledge. There's a difference between an archive of information and a bank that has economic dimension in the practical sense of the word. Of course, the worst scenario that I have seen is that some people have what I call perforated mind. No wonder growing up, when our fathers pray before a sermon is delivered, they will say, as the message is entering through the right ear, Lord, don't let it go out through the left ear. Pe oluwa oro re ta fe gbo bo se ngba ti eti otun wole ko mo gba ti esi jade ki se eti ara ni won wi eti okan ni won wi sugbon eti okan awon elomiran ti ya ajere so perforated that it cannot retain anything useful. I pray any heart or mind that is perforated will be mended this morning in the name of Jesus. You will begin to derive value from the knowledge that is being imparted unto you in the name of Jesus. Now, and the reason some have this kind of perverted mind that can never serve as either archive or bank of knowledge is because they did not set out to deliberately train their mind to retain knowledge. If you don't train your mind to retain knowledge, it will only serve as a transit of knowledge. It will just pass through like that, and that is why you have people who go even through school, academic institution, and they look worse than illiterate in terms of reasoning. So, you must learn to train your mind to retain knowledge. Other people, the reason they fail to achieve the best from the knowledge that is available and useful to them is that they fill their mind with junks. They have no room in their heart for sanctified thoughts or sanctified ideas or progressive ideas. They know so much about useless things, and they know close to nothing about the issues that can help their destiny. If you belong to that camp, there is going to be a reorientation that will make you to change camp this morning in the name of Jesus. Now, let me attempt to clarify what I meant when I said you must go beyond using your mind as mere archive or library of knowledge or library of information to using it as a bank of knowledge. You know very well that the money that is kept in the bank is not meant to just sleep secure in the bank. When you go to deposit your money with the bank, certainly you have a sense of security. If peradventure anything happened to that money, you know that the brunt is not on you. The risk is not on you. The risk of it lost, okay, has been sifted to the bank. So essentially, money kept in the bank enjoys security. But more than that, the money that is kept in the bank are there to be invested on your behalf by the management of the bank. Do you know that? They don't just collect the money from you and just keep it lying there to just be sleeping secure there. The money you give to your banker is being invested on your behalf by the management of the bank. So, money that is kept in the bank enjoys more than just security. It also enjoys functionality. It enjoys what? Functionality, not just security. We are going somewhere and we'll get there. So, when you look at our society and you cross-check different economies, you will discover that what can easily distress an economy is when so much unused money are not kept with the banks, but kept crudely in people's home, in their farmland, especially stolen wealth. So in most nations or countries where the economy is backward, you will discover that most of the money that should be used to exchange for goods and services among the citizens are in the custody of few people who cannot proudly put it into the economy for general circulation. Are we together? So, and such an attitude easily distresses an economy. So, in the same way, people who hoard knowledge are the greatest enemy of the society. Just as those who steal common patrimony and will not be bold to keep it in the bank, but will be digging holes on their farm, in their septic tanks, and eventually they end up distressing the economy. In the same way or manner, people who hoard knowledge are the greatest enemy of the society. You receive knowledge, rather than bank it in your mind, you allow it to waste. You are an enemy of yourself, you are an enemy of the society. Likewise, those who despise knowledge, those who avoid learning, are of all men the most foolish. Hello? In my candid opinion, if you are among the people that despise knowledge, that doesn't value knowledge, if you are among the people that avoid learning, of all men, you are the most foolish. May the spirit of folly vacate from your life. In the name of Jesus, may you begin to cherish hunger and develop passion for knowledge that is profitable. In the name of Jesus. So, money that is kept in the bank is useful to the bank. And that is the reason the bank is able to pay you interest. So when you deposit your money in the bank, especially a savings account, you expect interest, is that not? By the time they ask you to do fixed deposit, you expect a much more appreciated interest. Why were they able to do that? It is because they did not allow the money to slip there. They invested the money on your behalf. Am I talking to somebody? So you have been learning over the years. How much of the learning have you put into investment? How much of the learning have you put into use? We are looking at knowledge banking concept. Going beyond archiving information to the level of banking knowledge with a business sense. With what? A business sense. And I am saying that when you keep money in the bank, that money is useful to the bank. It's the reason the bank is able to pay you interest. Not only that, give you access to different bank facilities, such as business loan. They ask you to bring your proposal. You bring your proposal. They look at your blueprint. And when they discover that it is credit worthy, they give you access to loan. Mortgage to own your own house and several other bank facilities. Why were they able to do that? If the money came into their bank and they allowed the money to sleep there, they won't be able to do that. Am I talking to somebody? The reason they can do that is because the money you kept there is being invested on your behalf. So in the same vein, the only way accumulated knowledge can be profitable is to apply it. The only way accumulated knowledge can be profitable is to do what? Apply it. Not only applying it, you must also be able to account for what you gain from its use. So, at the close of every year, the bank will have what they call their AGM. And then they will close their account. And they will be able to say, this is the interest we have made. And if people have invest, if they have shareholders in the bank, they give them dividends. Are we together? So the only way you can also be useful to your society is when you apply the knowledge that you gain. So accumulated knowledge can be profitable if it is applied and you are able to account for what you gain from its use. So I recommend to you very seriously a willingness of heart to utilize your mind as knowledge processing plant. What do I recommend to you? A willingness of heart to use your mind as a knowledge processing plant. And of course, you will find that very veritable, a very good tool for destiny fulfillment. So the willingness to utilize your mind as knowledge processing plant is a basic tool for destiny fulfillment. What are plants? I'm not talking about the green leaves. I'm talking about plants that are being used in industrial sense for production. So plants are used for production, not for consumption. Okay, those who produce our soft drink, you hear them mention the name of the soft drink and they call the place of production plants. Are we together? So you must develop that kind of understanding on the use of your mind. So when information comes, okay, the way your digestive system will digest it and process it and take the useful one and throw away the waste. In the same manner, you must train your mind to process information. Be it secular information or spiritual information, any form of information that comes, don't just be so gullible as to swallow everything that is thrown at you. Are we together? Great men are not gullible people. Great men, they are not what? Gullible people. So, train your mind to process knowledge. Train your mind to be a center of production, not just a center of consumption. So plants are used for production, not for consumption. So your mind is therefore not just an archive of information. It is a back account of knowledge. That's what your mind is meant to be. It's meant to be a bank account of knowledge. Just as the regular conventional bank is a deposit place for money and other valuables. So, the mind is an intellectual bank. Say, my mind is an intellectual bank. Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you aware that your mind is supposed to be an intellectual bank? So, it must not be left blank of knowledge. Because your mind is an intellectual bank, it must not be allowed to be blank of knowledge, to be empty of knowledge. The craving for knowledge must be something you sustain throughout life. Hello? So long you have your breath, you must keep learning. This is very important because intellectual bankruptcy is the worst kind of bankruptcy. The book of Hosea says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, I guess. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So, what is knowledge banking concept all about? What we are considering today is knowledge banking concept of the knowledge economy we started to study since 3 Sundays ago. Still under that umbrella topic, God's management principles. We have looked at how we can apply God's management principle to men, to money, to material, to potential, to time. Then we have added knowledge. And under that, we are looking at knowledge economy. And we have studied knowledge auditing procedure. Today, we are looking at knowledge banking concept. Knowledge is needed to invent solution. Because if I tell you that you should go beyond archiving knowledge to putting knowledge to profitable use, okay, by applying banking process, I must tell you the use of knowledge. And so primarily, knowledge is needed to invent solution. Such that as you daily live your life and you encounter challenges, you must not be barren of idea on how to go about it. You will not look stupid before your challenges this year. You will not look stupid before the challenges of your destiny in the name of Jesus. You will not look stupid before the challenges that are ridiculing other men. There are men who don't have access to the kind of who don't have the kind of access you have to knowledge. Are you with me? And so when situations come up and they are confused, you must not be confused. The church must not be as confused as the world. We are supposed to be the light and the salt that is fixing the problem. Are we together? So that is why it's essential that you understand what primarily is the use of knowledge that I'm advocating, that you should begin to apply banking procedure to benefit from it optimally. So knowledge is needed to invent solution. So it is not correct, it is not right that situations will arise and you will look stupid like Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel should not look stupid like Nebuchadnezzar. Joseph should not look stupid like Pharaoh. Are we together? So those men of the Bible, okay, how did they profit from knowledge? They apply it to invent solution. They apply it to resolve problems. Are we together? Thank God for prayers. But one of the things that prayer does is that prayer leads you or prepare your mind to be receptive for the right revelation to apply to solve problems. But many believers think prayer means transferring our responsibility to God and angels. Am I talking to somebody? So we can't say prayer is not needed. We can't say knowledge to replace prayer, revelations to replace prayer. Okay? But beyond the fact that prayer can bring down supernatural intervention, more than that, prayer being revelation, okay, for you to be the instrument of the supernatural. Am I talking to somebody? So when confusing situation come, when situation that will be with us or that crop up, the believer will not look as confused as Nebuchadnezzar will look. The believer will not look as confused as Pharaoh will look. The believer will be able to fix the problem. Will be able to invent the solution through the knowledge they have gained by their walk with God, by the inspiration they receive from the Holy Spirit, by the study and the research they have done through the Word of God. So essentially, therefore, knowledge is desirable to be available in advance of problem. You need to get that very clear. Knowledge is desirable to be available in advance of problem. Hello. It must not be that it is when the problem comes up that you begin to run helter-skelter. So knowledge is desirable to be available in advance of problem. And the only people that will always have solution in advance of problem are people who have the right attitude to knowledge. So, availability of knowledge can come in two major ways. Number one, it comes through human preparation. So, you prepare yourself through study. You prepare yourself through research. You prepare yourself through taking counsel, and so on and so forth. Secondly, through supernatural intervention by spiritual gifts, such as gift of prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. So knowledge can also come through the supernatural dimension. So the second category, which I call supernatural intervention, is intuitive, or you call it spontaneous knowledge. These ones are made available to address issues that are beyond immediate capacity of human intellect to resolve. Hello? So, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, instructed tongue, and so on and so forth, all those manner of intuitive and spontaneous knowledge, they are supernaturally made available principally to address issues that are beyond immediate capacity of human intellect to resolve. So what I'm saying essentially is that the most relevant knowledge for the day-to-day resolution of issues, day-to-day solving of solving problems, day-to-day handling challenges of life, can be and should be drawn majorly from the reservoir of your intellect. Are you with me? Somebody can be out to sensationally impress you, okay, by saying, for every single breath that I breathe in and I breathe out, I ask the Holy Spirit, should I breathe? You will enjoy it, you will clap for that person. But let the truth be told, and wake up your mind, people of God. Tell somebody, wake up your mind. Somebody, wake up your mind. We agree there's the supernatural dimension of knowledge, but the most relevant knowledge for the day-to-day resolution of issues can be and should be drawn majorly from the reservoir of your intellect. So our day-to-day life should not run permanently on dream. Our day-to-day life should not run permanently on prophecy. Our day-to-day life should not run permanently on words of knowledge and other supernatural access to knowledge. Don't wait until there's a word of knowledge before we know you know the next line of action. Tell somebody, wake up your intellect. So, don't wait until you need knowledge in certain area before you begin to search for that brand of knowledge. What do I recommend? Cultivate that habit of versatility in knowledge. Tell somebody, be versatile in knowledge. Versatility in knowledge acquisition. Be greedy for knowledge acquisition. Be covetous about it. It is allowed. But be smart enough to process it. I've told you earlier that use your mind like a plant of knowledge, a processing center, not just a gullible consumption center. Are we together? So cultivate the habit of versatility in knowledge acquisition and embanking it for future use. You have versatility for its acquisition, and you are smart enough to bank it for future use, so that you always have a reservoir to draw from whenever challenges come up. And you need that key to live above embarrassment before life emergencies. On daily basis, we are brought before life emergencies. And if we don't wake up our intellect and use it like a bank of information that is readily available to be deployed to handle challenges, we will always be embarrassed before life emergencies. So cultivate the habit of acquiring and banking knowledge in areas broader than your present circumstance. Hello. Say, I am advancing. I am making progress. So cultivate that habit of acquiring knowledge and banking it in areas that is broader than your present circumstance. I'll go further to analyze that for you. Acquire knowledge and bank it in area that is higher than your present level. Appreciate knowledge and acquire it and bank it in area that is outside your specialized discipline. So you are a mathematician, I salute you. But you must not limit yourself to just calculation. A situation whereby you know nothing about philosophy. So, mathematician must know a bit of philosophy. Philosopher must know basically about arithmetic and calculation. Are we together? Pastor must be able to address politicians, engineers, and other professionals in their own language. Are we together? You must be able to step into other people's world and acclimatize. Hello? So if your region of knowledge is tropical, okay, you must be able to know how to get your winter coat and enter into the temperate region of other people's knowledge and acclimatize. So, search for knowledge must be able to pull you out of your comfort zone. You must be able to stress your mind. Otherwise, you will not be listed among the real leaders in your generation. The reason for this is that information that look irrelevant today may become the most relevant tomorrow. Hello? I know how many months or even years that it took me to get some of the people around me, okay, to get used to the use of certain useful social media like WhatsApp and things like that. Up to today, I'm still struggling with some people to get them to just understand that life, the use of phone is beyond SMS. The use of phone is beyond hello, hi, how you day? Are we together? So information that looks irrelevant today may become the most relevant tomorrow. Those disciplines and those roles the society categorizes as duty for your opposite gender may embarrass and frustrate you if emergency come up and you are the only person available to fix it. Are we together? These are some of the limitations we have. Why we don't pick interest, okay, to go beyond our immediate area of interest or comfort zone to learn other things that are of value. You feel like, no, this one is not meant for men. This one is not meant for women. So, for instance, the men should learn some cooking skill. Otherwise, after you got married, Your wife will want to travel, and she will do a very big pot of soup. Okay? And you eat once from it, to warm it become a problem, and you waste the resources. Why? Because while growing up, he was growing up with the masculine pride. I am a man. So nothing about the kitchen attracts him. So they think what it takes to be men, okay, is to learn how to never be near stove. The women should overcome their phobia, their fear, and at least know where and how to switch off electricity supply in the house in case of any emergency. Because it's some where they say that one and me so coming now. Go and switch off that switch. Tell somebody, overcome your phobia. Say, sister, overcome your phobia. Please know this. By the dictates of nature, you know, nature is a dictator. Hello? And nature dictates for all of us. There are certain dictations of nature that does not respect the anointing. Hello? The environment is cold. And you are saying, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the anointing that I have got of the Holy Ghost, cover me, that I shall not need to wear winter coat. My people say, Oye ni o kilo fun, oni tobi. So, nature is a dictator. Survival is built on adaptability skill. So, and it takes knowledge to rise to that level. Are we together? Success is built on versatility skill. Rigidity can only bring stagnation, frustration, and failure. So don't be rigid when it comes to learning. Are we together? I come again. I said, by the dictates of nature, because nature is a dictator to everybody. By the time nature dictates to Mr. President that it is time to go to the toilet, Mr. President cannot say, I am the president of over 260 million black people. More than one quarter of the entire black people in the whole world. How will they hear that I, as the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, visit the toilet and bring out something smelly? Hello, Oyibo Gayagbe. Buy this, Ekini. Are America. Kilo Molose. Yagbe. Obak Oni America. King Charles. Is Ekini Oyagbe. Why? Nature is a dictator. So, and our survival is built on adaptability skill. Success is built on versatility skill. Okay. Why? You have acquired knowledge by which you know how to adapt. Okay? And then, you want to succeed. You know how to be versatile. That's what our mothers do. They know what to buy in the particular season and sell at another season, and they make their profit. Versatility. That's what success is built on. All of these things is a matter of knowledge acquisition. It doesn't have to be formal knowledge alone. There's what is called street smartness. That's what is called native intelligence. Native what? Intelligence. I remember I grew up in the village. with grandma. My cousins lived in Lagos. They have watched all manners of India film and things like that. The kind of film I watched then were Arelu. So when my cousins now also completed their primary school education, they now send them to the village to come and have their secondary school education. And every time they will be talking about this film and that film, and I will look very intimidated. Okay. Then one day I want to show them that it is not only city people that are wise. Okay. And I went and took the shea butter. That my brother that I'm talking about, my cousin I'm talking about is today, I think he's an inspector in the Nigerian police. And I gave him shea butter. And I said, this thing, if you want to enjoy it, very sweet, but you can't eat it raw. If you want to enjoy it, you go and put it inside fire. So, and roast it. So, it's better eating roasted. And my cousin collected shea butter from me. And he was going to go and put it inside the fire. I didn't call that name. You don't hear that name. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you see that you are not wise? You want to go and roast here, but I fell only so origin. Native what? Intelligence. There's a place for that. There's what? A place for that. Those girls, okay, that we discourage street trading for children. Okay, but those of us who have that experience, we have an advantage over some ajebotas. Am I talking to somebody? So, everything that is within your capacity to be versatile, learn them. Whatever it takes for your children to be versatile, let your children learn those things. Don't pamper your children to the level of denying them access to all different avenues of knowledge. Am I talking to somebody? So you must learn. You must also apply knowledge banking concept. Why? Knowledge harvesting season is an every time affair. Knowledge harvesting season is an all-time affair, every time affair. You come to church, harvest knowledge. You went to the market, harvest knowledge. You went to school, harvest knowledge. You attend bad day, harvest knowledge. Knowledge harvesting season is always around. Tell somebody, knowledge harvesting season is an every time affair. But it doesn't stop there. There is what I now call knowledge relevant season. So, knowledge relevant season could be immediate or in the future. So, you don't say, I don't need it now. I will not harvest it. Harvest it and bank it. Are we together, church? So, knowledge harvesting season is an every time affair. Whereas knowledge relevant season could be immediate or in the future. And knowledge relevant season could be predictable and it could be unpredictable. You can say, oh, I need it tomorrow, so let me bank it for tomorrow. You can say, I will need it tomorrow, and before you know what is happening, in the next 5 minutes, it becomes relevant. Are we together? So, knowledge relevant season is predictable for different regular seasons of life. And I'll break it down now. Such as single stage of life. The single stage of life, there's the particular knowledge that's relevant to that. The married stage of life, there's the category of knowledge that's relevant to that. Active career stage of life. Retirement stage of life. A lot of people, particularly public servants, civil servants, they wake up late to learning what it takes to stay active in retirement. It's the reason they retire, okay? And before you know what is happening, sickness take them out of circulation. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So, knowledge, relevant season, I said, could be predictable. And I've shown you an example of those ones that are predictable. You are now in the single stage of life. Before you enter that stage, okay, what did you learn as a teenager that prepare you for young adulthood? Now you are a young adult, not yet married. What are you learning? Hello? Hello? Mama Timonso? Beba gbo yo seyin lanfani. Now you are now at your young adult age before you get married. What are you learning to prepare yourself for the married life? So, the career stage of life, active career stage of life, retirement stage of life, these are predictable stages for which you must prepare yourself with knowledge. Then, knowledge relevant season could be unpredictable. Why? Life is regularly characterized with both positive and negative emergencies. Hello? There are both positive and negative life what? Emergencies. I recollect that the first public appointment I ever had in life, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't lobby for it. In fact, people were just calling me. They were saying, Reverend, congratulations. I said, congratulations for what? Your name has just been announced on the radio as a member of conflict resolution and mediation center, a member of the governing board. Who would have done that? So I said, okay, thank you. Then the person says that it's like I was so ignorant of this thing. He now called me and he said, go and listen to the news at so time. So I now listened to the news and I discovered that it was never a mistaken identity. It was my name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But to the glory of God's name, I discovered that that area was an area that God had helped me to prepare myself. Not knowing that the government authority were taking note of certain things that I was doing at a particular level. And then I was given that appointment. Are we together? So that is a kind of a positive emergency. At a level that is higher and bigger, God will surprise you with such kind of emergency in the name of Jesus. Assuming I had not prepared myself, I will get there and mess up. Then there are also negative emergencies in life. I won't go to examples of that. You need to prepare yourself. Make yourself strong. Not only in preparation for prosperity, but also to combat adversity. So, what should be a wise man's attitude to knowledge? A wise man's attitude to knowledge is to invest knowledge everywhere he goes. Hello? So everywhere you go, learn something. Tell somebody, everywhere you go, learn something. So a wise man attitude to knowledge and first season, and knowledge relevant season should be that of a soldier to training in readiness for combat at any time. Soldiers are ready for combat at any time. So in that case, A good measure of knowledge that will be useful for the married life must be harvested when you are still single. Some of you have outgrown the level of just keeping only the company of singles and singles alone. Hello, you are already portal to marriage. Okay, and you don't have a single married friend. You are missing it already. Am I talking to somebody? You are still dodging being close to your uncle to interact with him and ask questions. You are still dodging being close to your big auntie to interact with her and ask questions. You are missing it already. So a good measure of knowledge that will be useful for the married life must be harvested when you are still single. Why? Because knowledge harvest season is always available. And a wise man will always learn in advance of challenges. As a young adult, the time to start learning children upbringing skill is now. The time to start learning children upbringing skill is what? Is now. By the grace of God, the entire weekend in April and May this year will be rededicated again to what I call intensive children upbringing training school, ICOT, ICUTS. If you look at the church calendar, it's already there. So when we announce it, I'm not just expecting mothers, okay? I'm also expecting about to be mothers. In fact, I will recommend that if you are a young woman that is 20, or a young man that is 23, you must attend that training. Are we together? For 8 weeks, intensive children upbringing training school, ICOTS. So, as a young adult, the time to start learning children upbringing is now, not later. That's why not later. If you wait until you get married before you start to do so, you are not different from an athlete who wait until the day of competition before he start to train. Will he win the race? No. Still on this today of bringing thing. If you wait until you get married and you put to bed, if any of the grandmothers is there to arrive to offer nanny support the first day at home, for those of you who stay in GRA, will be a nightmare after they discharge you from the hospital. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember during our time when we had our first boy and we returned from hospital, it was later my wife was sharing with me. She carried the baby. Hey, how are we going to do this thing? How will the baby bath now? Okay, but to the glory of God's name, one of our mother was not staying too far away. So as she was in dilemma, as struggling to know what to do, the woman stepped in. But that happened because we are not living in Jerry. Praise the name of the Lord. So some of the things we do here is very deliberate. Please, very soon, the spinsters, you are going to be gathered again. And you will be requested to come constantly to learn certain things. Okay, in this place in the past, we have gathered spinsters and trained them how to bath baby. And some people were looking at us, which kind of church be this one? Why? Because this is a church that builds destiny. To us, everything is important. We train them how to lay bed. Are you with me? I think we will introduce spiritual dowry for those who will marry any of our spinsters in Oasis of Wisdom Bible Church. Today I walk on one can do one more long bad one. They're not going to labor in one lorry. praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is the kind of understanding that is driving us to do all of these things. Knowledge that will be required to excel in your career must be affected when you are still in school, during sideways, even during the National Youth Service year. The only mentality some people carry to the national year is, I want to wear khaki. And beyond wearing khaki and taking pictures with khaki, they don't learn anything in their place of primary assignment. And all of those provisions were actually made to prepare you for your career. So all those occasions of opportunity are your knowledge harvesting season. They are what? Your knowledge harvesting season. Let's draw the curtain today and then continue next week on knowledge banking technicalities. Knowledge that will be needed to handle turbulent season of life must be invested in the church, even when your present experience is excellent. Your present experience is excellent, but the knowledge that we need to handle the turbulent season of life must be learned during that period of excellent experience. Father, your counsel has been declared. I ask, Lord, that this knowledge will not go into waste. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray.
We believe you'll be blessed by the ministry of this message. You will do well to be the doer of all you've heard. For further inquiry and spiritual help, contact this number, 080-3568-5882, or worship with us at Oasis of Wisdom Bible Church, adjacent University of Ilorin Teaching Hospital, Okeosi, Ilorin. God bless you.